Disneyland is back open and there's a ton of park news, and we're going to armchair Imagineer Marvel dining experiences for Avengers Campus. Hulk, eat! All this and so much more on this week's episode of the We Like Theme Parks
podcast.
It's like Avengers, man. It's supposed to be like, woo!
Yeah, no, I'm playing like the defeated villain.
Oh, got it.
Defeated by
it.
The Avenger.
And he's hungry.
Podcast.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we proudly present a spectacular festival of theme park audio commentary magic. Do We Like Theme Parks Podcast?
Yo. Bring it back now.
Welcome, foolish mortal.
Welcome, my fellow theme parkers, to the We Like Theme Parks podcast, your go-to spot for news, opinions, and other nerdy fun happenings in and around the Disney and Universal theme parks. I'm Chris Bond. Hi to the ho-yo. Today, I'm joined by my co-host, Disney Bounder, theme park fashionista, and MCU mega mind from the Churro Fund. It's Miriam Kenley. Miriam, how's it going?
Good. How are you?
I'm okay. You know,
just okay.
Yeah, my hair is starting to bug me. It is so long that it's just in the way. My kids are pulling it all the time. And I'm constantly doing head flips. You know, like, I'm not a head flip guy, but now I am a head flip guy. You know what I mean?
Huh. Like Jordan Catalano.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not good. It's not good. But your hair looks great today, by the way.
Thank you. Yeah. It's clean.
You going somewhere washed special after this? Oh, it's just clean? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It looks great. And that other guy.
That's all it takes to look nicer these days. Like, basic hygiene.
Fair. Very on point. And that other guy, that funny guy, let's welcome comedian, Disney nerd, and mustache model. It's Mark Andrada. Hey, Mark.
Yeah, enjoy it while it lasts. I'm going to shave this thing off my face.
Oh, what's the ETA?
Sick of it. Whenever I can get a haircut, I'm probably going to shave it off.
Do you want to go together?
Shortly thereafter.
Let's get haircuts together, and I can cut my hair, and you can shave your mustache. It'll be like a bro-y kind of bonding thing.
What if Chris shaves your mustache for you?
Can I shave your mustache?
I'm not letting that man in. No, you're not coming near me with a razor. Get out of here.
I have a razor for my beard trim. I can do it. Come on.
That's good. You shave your own face. I'll shave my face.
I'll wear a mask. I'll wear a mask and I'll be so gentle. I promise.
You are not. The mask is not the problem here. That is not my issue with this.
Is it the gentleness?
No, I don't want you near my face with a razor.
Well, you don't trust me with a razor? Buddy, come on.
No. I absolutely do not. What do you mean? Why are you saying that like it's some kind of surprise?
What makes you think I can't wield a blade? Like, what about me says, like, you know,
first of all,
clumsy
first
with
of all,
weapons.
If our listeners could just see the look on your face when you say wield a blade and your eyes opened like the demon barber of Fleet Street. Get out of town.
I'm not going to use one of those, like, you know. I'm not going to demon barber of Fleet Street. I'm going to it's going to have the little plastic bumper on it. So, you know, we pick like a number four or a number three.
Zero.
You want, straight zero. Okay.
Zero chance.
So going back to the straight razor. Yes.
No chance. Get out of town.
Ooh, I'm going to get the leather strap out and I'm going to get it nice and sharp. Yeah, man. You get the leather strap. Watch the demon barber, man. Get into it.
I will not watch the demon. I will not watch that ever again.
I'm going to come over after this podcast. You just leave your door open. No. I'll creep in. I'll bring my own stuff.
You lost your mind.
Just leave your door open. I'll be there. Don't worry about it.
You can come prancing in singing Sondheim, the demon barber of Fleet Street.
Yeah.
No. Get out of here.
I went to go see I'm going to change it. Mark Andrada wants to cut your mustache.
I don't care for anything that you're doing.
I love Sondheim.
I hate that show. I hate that show. I like Sondheim. I hate that show. I forgot that I hated that show until I went to go see a site-specific immersive version of it in New York off Broadway.
Yeah.
And it took place in a place where they gave you could, I mean, it's wild to think that I did this, but you could order a pie and have dinner there first and eat a pie.
Gross.
But the pie was made by the former baker of the White House.
Oh.
And the quote on the website was from Barack Obama. And the quote was something to the effect of, whatever kind of pie you want, you can ask him to make it and he will make it for you. And it will be the best pie you've ever had.
Dang.
And I was like, heck of a quote from Obama.
Wow.
So I went and I had the pie. The pie was excellent. Very good pie.
What pie did you get? What kind of pie?
Oh, I just got like a pot pie, like a veggie pot pie, or whatever. Oh, okay. It might have been a chicken pot pie, some sort of pot pie.
Love it.
And it came with like a side of potatoes and like this herb sauce. It was great. And then the show started and I just went, oh yeah, I hate this.
Oh yeah, this show.
I got all cut because you know me, I get excited about an event, right? Like it's like, oh, this is an interesting, cool thing.
Oh, yeah.
And then I go and then it starts and I go, oh yeah. I hate this show. This show sucks.
Yeah.
And then I was in for the whole, how long is that show? 4.5, 5 hours? Get out of here.
But I feel like that, I feel like this is the show that you forget sucks. Do you know what I mean? Because it's Sondheim and everybody does it over and over again. And I feel like I have a lot of friends that do like community theater. I mean, and I always get called to that. Like, hey man, come see my show. I'm like, yeah, okay. You're my friend. And it's like, you go and you're like, oh, as soon as it starts, you're like, right. Yeah.
I will never forget.
But I didn't even have a pie. I didn't even have a pie to enjoy. So this double stinks, you know?
I bought a mug and I'll never forget. Every time I drink out of that mug, I'm like, nah, right. That show sucks. I'll never forget. Sweeney Todd is not a good show. And if you have a problem, honestly, you know, some people are like, this thing's not good. Don't at me.
Yeah.
At me. Absolutely at me. I want to hear about, if you're sticking up for Sweeney Todd out there, at me. Twitter, Instagram, whatever you want, at me. And I will come after you. You're wrong. That show sucks. Sondheim's great.
Okay, quickly.
Into the Woods, great.
Favorite Sondheim? Is that your favorite Sondheim?
Sunday in the Park with George.
Okay, Miriam, favorite Sondheim?
I think Into the Woods.
Into the Woods? Forum.
What are you going to say?
Forum.
Forum. Forum's great.
Love Forum.
Have you seen the ads for the new West Side Story? That looks great.
Oh, yeah. Change my vote. West Side Story.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I mean, that's great, too. There's so many great Sondheims. So many. But for me, Demon Forum.
Sweeney Todd, that's one of the only movies that has made me throw up. So
really?
Yeah, I don't know what it was. I know the gore is super fake, but I mean, I think I hated it. And then the part with the oven and pushing her in and like the people in the pies, it was too much. I got up and had to throw up.
Did you not know the show before you came in?
Yeah, it was really bad. All of it was bad.
You didn't know before you came in? You weren't like, oh, I'm aware of what happens?
Yeah, but I still think I thought it was like, oh, it's a musical. It's not going to be that bad. Yeah, and I've seen the previews. It looks really fake, but it was still just like, I just was not feeling it.
Yeah, it's grungy. It's dirty. Anyway, whatever. Let's get away. I don't like that show. Okay.
Terrible show.
You know what I like is selling t-shirts. Let's do it.
TeePublic presents
It's Your Shoutouts.
TeePublic is where you can find Diz Nerdy and Universal Nerdy t-shirts. You go on our website, welikethemeparks.com, you click t-shirts. It'll send you right to TeePublic where you can shop till you drop. They got lots of cool shirts. It helps support us and you can get cool stuff for the parks. My big shout out this week is to a new friend. It's Dan M31092. That's like a legit Instagram handle. There was just that many Dan M's out there. And it's our new friend. It's Daniel Mason. And Daniel actually found us guys on Magic of the Mouse Radio. Isn't that cool?
So cool.
I think it's great. Yes. Daniel is a former cast member who was a mainstay on Main Street USA. He now lives in Australia. Big fan of the show. He reached out to us and it was just so great to hear from, you know, someone from the Magic of the Mouse Radio who's now getting into our community. It's always amazing meeting new listeners. So, hey, I'll just throw this out there. Friends, if you're a new listener, reach out. We want to talk to you. We want to meet you. And thanks so much for checking us out. And I'll also say, if you're listening to Magic of the Mouse Radio and you're enjoying this, guys, we got 150 other episodes you can check out. So swing on over to welikethemeparks.com. There is so much more over there for you to explore and enjoy. So Dan M31092, pleased to meet you. And a big shout out to you. Mark, who you got?
Okay, I was going to do a bit here where I looked up Sweeney Todd and I was going to name a Sweeney Todd Instagram account to plug. But I looked up Sweeney Todd and there are dozens of barber shops and haircutting salons named Sweeney Todd. What is wrong with you, your business model? You are all nuts. Are you? What's wrong with all of you? You named your barbershop. He's a murderer. He's a murderer. And then he puts people in pies and then serves it to people. And you're like, come to my nice barbershop with Sweeney Todd. Why? Because he's a barber? Look into the source material, people. What are you doing? I'm looking at Instagram. There's so many Sweeney Todds.
You know, I don't understand the business model with Sweeney Todd. Like, okay, so you kill your customers to make pies. So the pies are making money, but who's going to want to come to get their hair cut if people go missing every time they go to get their hair cut or get a shave?
He didn't he didn't kill. I think the idea is he didn't kill everybody. He just killed the bad people.
Oh, okay.
Or the people he deemed bad, right?
I'm just saying it could be a really poor marketing campaign, you know?
Well, listen, I agree. You're not getting an argument from me. I think the whole thing's terrible.
Just checking.
Music's bad, too. How about that?
Yeah. Joanna, I'm sleeping. Let's do some news.
Talking about news.
Hey, Miriam, what's going on in the news?
Well, Disneyland opened this week.
Yeah.
Yay. That's some big news.
Huge. Yeah.
It looked very fun. Amazing times at Disneyland.
Yes.
And some other exciting news, Ken Potrock this week announced that by the end of the year, they will announce their new annual pass program for Disneyland.
Oh.
He didn't give any details about what that's going to look like, but it is something to look forward by the end of the year.
That's a little peace of mind for all you pass holders out there. You know that you're at least going to get one. There's something coming, you know?
Yeah. I hope, I'm hoping for like something.
Yeah.
Literally something will be better than nothing. So I'm excited for whatever it is.
Yeah, totally. Honestly. So right now, my understanding is that you have to be a California resident to get into Disneyland.
You do. Yeah. Maybe by June, they'll be letting out of state in because the state of California will have relaxed their guidelines for most COVID protocol. I don't think that includes masks or social distancing at all. But so supposedly by June, those things will start to get better. So hopefully out of state will be able to come into the parks. As far as Universal, this week they opened up. If you are vaccinated and live out of state, then you are allowed to now come to Universal in California.
Oh, cool.
So that's pretty exciting.
Amazing.
That's opening up to some people.
That's great. Yeah, I've been seeing lots of reactions on Instagram and on Twitter and people going, finally getting back to the park. Some really emotional responses, man. Some people are like really moved to be back. And man, if I had a nickel for every vlogger I saw weep on Main Street, I mean, I'd have like $1.50, you know what I mean? Like, there was a lot of emotions going on around there.
I think the sweeter reaction was the cast members too.
Right.
A lot of them seemed very emotional coming back, which was really nice to see. And we're all happy to see them back for sure.
Absolutely. Without a doubt. So
I do have a question. I probably should reach out to maybe someone who was there, but I didn't see any Dapper Dan footage.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Not a single video. So I'm a little concerned.
Okay, yeah.
There's no Dappers right now.
Can we get a check, guys? Can we have some proof of life for the Dans at Disneyland, please, for Miriam? It's important.
Yeah.
Yeah. So please, anyone. Pick.
Just anybody.
Anything.
Please.
Oh, see, now
I don't know why they weren't.
Not good.
They weren't anywhere, but maybe they're coming. Maybe they're going to surprise us.
Maybe.
Later.
You saw them in Disney World, and they were just on a trolley, and they literally would just zoom by. So it feels like their exposure is limited these days. Anyway, you know what I mean?
Well, they did. We just didn't happen to catch any of their shows, but they do have an over the train station. Like,
oh, right, of course.
There too, and we have a train station.
Yeah.
We have a trolley, so I was hoping for both.
So
far, no dice.
Miriam, with you having just returned from Disney World, how quickly are you going to turn? Obviously, you don't live in the state, but are you going to be there day one or really soon after they start opening things up to people out of state?
I think it just depends when that happens, honestly, and what is happening in my life, not in Disney. So I know for sure we're hoping that by June they'll let out of state in, and I do tentatively have a trip planned in July with Kiara for her niece's birthday.
Cool.
We're going to be Disney bounding as Little Mermaid characters with her adorable 4-year-old niece. So that will be exciting if that happens. And that's all I really have planned so far.
Ooh, are you going to be Flounder?
I'm going to be Sebastian.
You're going to be, that was my next pick. I feel like you've done the aerial thing. I've seen your aerial bound.
Yes. We're letting her adorable niece be aerial.
That's the smart move. Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly. And so Kia is going to be Sebastian or Flounder, and I'm going to be Sebastian.
Yes. I love it. No Triton. Okay. Well, there you go.
Well, she has, I mean, maybe we can convince Kiara's brother to be Triton. We'll
see. There you go. Love it.
Maybe I'll show up.
Charlie's gonna say no, huh?
I said maybe I'll show up and I'll be that slobbery dog, Prince Eric's dog.
Oh my gosh, please,
please, please,
be the best, Max.
Yeah, just a gray hoodie and I got this. Yeah.
Just pants a lot. Yeah. It'd be great.
Yeah, it's I'm already doing it.
So the next fun piece of news is Snow White's Enchanted Wish opened in Disneyland. Did either of you get a chance to watch it?
Yep.
Yes.
Without a doubt.
It looks pretty amazing, I would say. I was really worried that they were going to take out all the scary scenes, but I'm glad they didn't. And they just took out the ones that didn't need to be there and put in an actual ending, which I think is really beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like way better.
Like, it's really, really pretty.
A lot of projection mapping stuff that really reinforces a lot of the animatronic stuff. It's really cool.
Mm-hmm. But I like that they added new animatronics. They didn't just add new screens and no animatronics, which I think was amazing. That Dopey is really cute.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The kiss scene at the end is beautiful. Yeah.
But the screens they added were really subtle. Like it wasn't like they just dumped screens there. It was a lot of subtle shadow play kind of stuff. But what I loved how they did, like, there's the moment where I think the cauldron where they, with the poison apple and the whole room kind of turns, you know, with the projection mapping, like very Mickey and Minnie Runaway Railway kind of mapping technology, things are moving. It was really cool. And
like even the screen with her biting into the apple and the mirror shatters, it was so cool.
Yeah, that was cool. And the mine, the stuff in the mine, like so much more advanced. Cute. Very cute. Mm-hmm. A lot of positive changes. But there's a bit of are we going to talk about this? There's a bit of a backlash about the finale of the ride that I've been reading about. Do you have any thoughts about it?
Yeah, but I mean, I think it's a commentary on the movie and the actual story because it's, you know, that she's being kissed while she's sleeping.
Yeah.
Which is obviously
not cool.
Not consensual.
Cool. Not cool, bro. Yeah.
So, but I don't know what I don't know what your guys' thoughts are. I guess I just didn't, because I grew up with the fairy tale, I just didn't even put that together that would be a thing. Now looking at it, of course, I understand, but.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I kind of feel the same way. I wouldn't have even thought about it until somebody said it. And then it's like, oh, yeah.
Listen, I mean, she's under a spell from a witch.
Mm-hmm.
If he didn't kiss her, she'd just be there dead.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Which is how the ride ended before.
This is a cartoon magic. This is a witch put a spell on her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's be mad about the witch then.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, what are you doing putting spells on people?
Yeah. Why are you killing people?
Spells specifically that are only broken by a kiss while the other person is unconscious, right?
There you go. Yeah.
Yeah.
What's anyone supposed to do here?
Yeah.
I don't know. If you're getting, maybe I'm the one who's wrong, but if you're mad about that, there's so many other things you could be mad about.
Yeah, like, really.
You're mad about that. You're really mad about an entire Disney park. So, like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know.
I mean, let's be honest. Each Disney princess has a fatal, like, we shouldn't do that flaw anymore. Like, oh, I don't know, selling your voice for a man.
There's
lots bad. Of
stuff. Yeah.
Like, every princess is doing something for a man, essentially, on the old school princesses. You
except
know?
For, that was except happiness. For Frozen.
Happiness was getting the man.
Like,
you
the
know?
new ones are trying to correct this problem and being their own people.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just think. I don't know. I'm all for sensitivity, but maybe we need to lighten up on a centuries old fairy tale.
Yeah.
And it's a beautiful ride. And like, I think we should all maybe just be happy we have a beautiful ride. But maybe that's controversial to say. I'm not sure.
I don't know. I don't think there's anything hateful going on here. And I don't think I think that's too much.
Yeah. I don't think there's any, like, what's the word I'm looking for? Like, malicious intent with this, with what they're doing. I mean, it's all.
Agreed.
Meant in the spirit of love and happiness. You know what I mean? It feels like a bit of a reach, but at the same time, I get it. Like, I get it, but come on.
I think maybe let's make the notation and let's all move on and just be happy with a beautiful ride.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I accept that. Yeah, for sure. Yeah. It is a big, beautiful update. There's way more than just this ending. So there's top to bottom stuff to enjoy on this new attraction.
Yeah.
I think it's a huge plus. I want to see more of that. Like,
mm-hmm.
Way to augment an old school attraction. Very cool.
Which makes me excited. Like, are they going to do this with Pinocchio and possibly Mr. Toad's? Like, I would love to see that if those two rides could get a little bit of an update. Would be cool. It needs, I mean, it's, I really like that ride because it's scary as heck, I think.
Yeah.
So just augment that thing a little bit. And I think that would be really cool. And Mr. Toad's, it's literally just cardboard doors. So it could use a lot of work, I think.
A lot of slamming, flats, smash, mash.
Yeah.
And I just think people are so out of touch with Mr. Toad. Like, do people even know what Mr. Toad is from?
I don't think it matters. I think people still just love it because it's great.
But why not dig in a little further or make a bridge somehow so people can get interested in it? You know what I mean? So there's more of a takeaway, you know, like when you ride Pinocchio, it's Pinocchio. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That classic character that you, the story, you know, Mr. Toad, you don't know anything. It's just like, oh, it's a frog that drives a car real fast, apparently.
He's a toad.
You got me. I'm sorry. Was that offensive? Did I offend you? I am sorry. You're right. Yikes. What else is going on in the news right now?
Let's see. So they have Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway is under construction there, and they have a pretty hilarious sign to hide the fact that there's now a big show building in Toontown. I don't know if you guys have seen it, but it's Mickey and Minnie, and it literally says, "What big building? There's no big building here."
Cute.
Amazing. The best.
That's awesome.
So they think that'll be open in 2023, which I'm very excited that we are getting one.
I don't love cloning rides, but whatever. No big deal. We'll talk about something else.
Okay.
What? I like different stuff being at the different parks. That's just me, you know?
Maybe it'll have a different story. You don't know.
Oh, that'd be the best. That would be amazing.
I'm not going to put that out there as fact.
You heard it here first.
From our intrepid reporter, Miriam.
It would be cool, but who knows? Yeah. The next thing that happened this week that was really big was they unveiled the plans for the Disney Wish, the new Disney cruise boat. And it will be ready to set sail in 2022, and they are taking reservations for next summer starting this May.
Sweet.
And it looks pretty cool. It's the first ship to have its own attraction, which looks like a water slide, but it is augmented with the Mickey and Minnie style animation throughout the water slide.
Oh, so
that looks pretty neat.
Yeah.
This one's going to have a Star Wars adult lounge, a Marvel dining room, which I think we're going to help the Imagineers theme out.
Yes.
And then the kids clubs look pretty cool. There's an Avengers one and there's an Imagineering one to help teach kids how to become Disney Imagineers.
Oh, cool.
So I feel like they're trying to do some different things with this ship than they've done in the past as far as, I don't know, because I haven't seen any Star Wars or Marvel represented in any of the other cruises, especially not in fully built out restaurants.
I went on I'm trying to remember the name of the boat.
Disney Generator. It was Fantasy. It was Dream. It was
the Fantasy, I think. It was one of the newer boats because there's four boats, right? Two old ones, two new ones. It was one of the newer boats. Yeah, I think it was the Fantasy, and it had a Star Wars kids area because I remember playing like some kind of like X-Wing simulator on the deck, and it was kind of like the kids club kind of thing. I think we went to pick up, my kid was too young at the time to be left there. So the people we went with, they had a kid who was a little bit older. So we got to walk around and check it out. It was very cool. They had like a BB-8 animatronic that would pop out every now and then. You could take pictures and it would like bleep and bloop, if I remember. Yeah. Anyway, but yeah, so there was some Star Wars, and there was a Star Wars Day at Sea. There was a Marvel Day at Sea. When was it Marvel? No, Star Wars and Pirate Day at Sea. And it was awesome. It was great. So there was a lot of that stuff, but it's cool that they're making a dining experience.
This looks like they're doing effects with the windows so you feel like you're in space while you're having a cocktail.
Yeah, at next level. Yeah.
Star Wars Lounge. And then there's also another one called 1923. That's a dining experience that's supposed to celebrate Walt's original animation.
Oh,
sounds
cool.
Pretty cool.
Yeah.
There's a Frozen dining room in this one. Ooh. So they're really...
Burr.
Yeah. They're all IP heavy, but I think they've chosen some like pretty interesting IP for this one.
Well, listen, I think it's great. I mean, that's what I want when I'm on this boat. You're stuck on the boat, right? And so the meals are the thing you look forward to kind of all day because you're laying by the pool. Like literally your schedule is based on what meal slot you get and what restaurant you happen to be rotated through that day. So if it's tonight's the Frozen one, tomorrow's the Star Wars. I mean, that's really fun. Although like the main dining halls on the fantasy were nice. If I remember, there's one called the Animator's Palette, I believe. And that's like a really cool experience. Learn a little bit about animation. You draw something, it ends up coming to life. Very, very cool. But other than that, the other ones weren't anything magical or special. Like, it was just a nice area. One was like the Princess's Gardens or something. I can't remember. But they weren't anything special. Just a really nice dining hall. So if you could theme them even more, that would...
Yeah. It says on here, I think the Frozen dining room is also going to be like have stage production. So I think it'll be also a stage show while dining, which that's is awesome. An interesting thing. I don't know if they've done that before.
Yeah. That's cool.
Yeah.
Hey, Mark.
And then the Avengers one.
I think we had a friend that we worked with who was on a Disney boat, and he was I can't think of the character's name, but the piano player from Tangled with the hook. He was that guy on the boat.
Oh, he was also the genie. Are we talking about the same guy?
Yeah, Constant. Can you even say his name? Yeah, Constant. He was a genie in the show on the boat, but then I think he was also the hook guy in the show. Anyway, and it would look like a themed Tangled dinner night, and the, what do you want to call them? The Bruisers or the baddies from the Ugly Duckling. Yeah. They were actually performing and singing, and it was really cool. It looked like, and of course, Rapunzel was there too. So Punzi and the Bad Boys and Flynn Rider were all singing and dancing and interacting with the people in the dining experience. It looked really cool. I was like, I wish I had that when we were on the boat. That looks like a lot of fun.
Yeah. That's cute.
Yeah, man. Anyway,
I love that.
Whatever. Just name dropping.
When they unveiled the Disney Wish, they also made a $1 million donation to Make-A-Wish. So I'm hoping that with the sale of these, with people booking, I'm hoping that they're going to also continually donate to Make-A-Wish through this Wish ship.
That's great.
Again, I'm not sure if that's what that's about, but it seems like maybe they made this specifically to partner with Make-A-Wish.
That's great. Love it. Cool. It's awesome.
And then, okay, in some Star Wars news, did you guys see the new lightsaber that was unveiled today?
Oh yes. Did I ever?
Yeah.
They teased this a couple weeks back, right?
They did. Yes.
Oh, I'm surprised that they teased it a couple weeks back and are already giving it to us.
Yeah.
In terms of like really the true reveal.
Yeah.
I thought it would take longer.
Yeah.
So
anybody who hasn't seen it, I urge you to go to Disney Parks blog and watch. There's a video of Rey using this new lightsaber, and it looks legitimate. Like, it unfurls like a lightsaber should. So it looks like it's still made out of the plexi. So I'm not really sure how it's getting
it. Show me how it works. Show me how it works. Like the hand movement. Oh, cool. Looks awesome.
Yeah, it's very good.
You got it. So I don't know. It looks pretty cool to me. The only thing I'll say, I kind of paused that video, and it looks like you can see the top of the lightsaber before you ignite it. Oh. And I'm not really sure why they didn't put a trap door over the top of that, because that does look a little weird to me. But it's a very minor complaint over a really cool thing that they've made.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you guys think?
I'll say somebody posted a video and analyzed what it could be and went back through a bunch of patents that Disney had filed and sort of figured out like how they were doing it. And it's awesome. Like if that in fact is how they're doing it, that's exactly it. Like, you nailed it. It's perfect. And it's not meant to you can't really hit things with it. You know what I mean? Like,
no.
This isn't a toy for like little kids that are just going to like thwack things. This is probably going to be super expensive. And it's like clearly for collectors to have something cool like this.
Yeah.
It looks incredible.
Cause I don't even really think like the ones they sell at Savvy's Workshop right now that you should be hitting other lightsabers together, you know? So I feel like it's on par with that.
But
right.
Like, what? How can you not when you have one?
When you've paid $200 for one, I'm not interested in hitting anything with it.
I mean, look, we have ours.
$30 one.
We have our $50 ones, and we're like, wah, wah. We like,
yeah, that's what you do with
like
those.
Crazy. Yeah. But that's what you do with them. Like, what would you do otherwise? Just like hold it? I don't know.
No, you put it in a case. That's it.
I do photo shoots. Like,
I'm just saying. If you had one out, if you were like doing a photo shoot, I would come behind and be like, hey, Miriam, you know, I'd be like on guard.
And I would have one that rolls back up and I would say, get away from me, Chris Bond, with that.
So lame. So lame. All right. I'll bring my $50 ones. But it looks really cool.
Yeah. So, and they did say today with the announcement of this new lightsaber that it will be They said we'll get a better look at it when the new Galaxy's Edge hotel, why am I blanking on the name of
Star Cruiser.
Star Cruiser.
When the Star Cruiser opens next year. Yeah. So I feel like that means that it will be limited to people who are staying there to purchase. I don't know that for sure, but I feel like it will be for, I would say, at least the first six months, but maybe not. Could be longer or it could be shorter than that. But I think they're going to get the first crack at seeing this and buying this before it's to the general public.
Like, you needed a different lightsaber to get people to go to this hotel. You know what I mean?
I mean, it makes it that much more special.
I guess, yeah.
Like, is there anything Star Wars fans have wanted more than this, than a real functioning lightsaber that looks legit and not like one in like a three cone shape that like flips out? You know what I mean?
Yeah. This is the dream. I mean, Darth Maul's like double one, you know? That's
okay,
that's,
but you want it to like unfurl properly and not just be fully out all the time.
Yes. Right? Yeah, I do. Yeah, you're right.
Exactly.
You're right.
I mean, that's what I'm hoping they're building towards as well, is multiple character lightsabers like this.
Right.
I want the Rey one. I mean, the Kylo Ren one would be really cool to have the two.
The Mace Windu, the purple. That's the big dog right there. do you remember when they did the prequels? I think NSYNC, like the guys from NSYNC, were extras in one of the battles. Yeah. I think this is a thing. And they really wanted their lightsabers to be seen so they could see where they were in this big battle. Because I can't remember. I think it was the second or third one. And they're like in that arena, you know, with all those bugs. They're fighting the bugs. I remember the arena, like the gladiator pit. And then all the Jedi show up and fight against those monsters in the gladiator pit. NSYNC was in that gladiator pit, like rom, 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 doing their thing here. Whoa. They're doing their thing in the gladiator pit. And they were like, yo, I want to make sure I can see where I am. Give me I don't know if the color is right, but a yellow lightsaber so I can see me. And so they did. They gave him some like unique color to like the guys from NSYNC. I don't know which one, but anyway, I think that's it. That's where the story ends. There you go. There you go. Lightsaber talk with the gang here. We like theme parks.
Cool.
Yeah.
So with that, they also gave us like a couple of pieces of information about the dining hall. And it sounds like it's going to be all three meals in this place, but that they're going to change it over for dinner to make it a little more special with multiple course meals for dinner. So
yum.
Cool.
That is interesting.
Space food. Yum. I'm in.
Yeah. And they did say that there would be special space offerings and familiar items. So I think.
Phew. And chicken nuggets. Yeah.
Yes, exactly. Like, what? For those who maybe are interested in space travel, but not space food.
Yeah.
So.
No. Yeah. Forget that chicken nuggets. I want my Bantha tenders.
Yeah. Yum.
Definitely.
Well, remember the problem they had at the beginning of opening Batuu, where the food was named space stuff and nobody knew what it was? Like, it was a chicken nugget, but they didn't know.
Yeah, and then they went to like normal names for it, and then they have now gone back to the space names.
Yeah, good. Like, just read up on it.
Read the fine print under it, and you'll be able to tell what it is.
Mac and cheese. Just kidding. You know, Sarlacc. Little Sarlacc surprise. It's just mac and cheese.
Honestly, all those people that just freaked out and were like, I can't. What is that? Go home. Really and truly, go home. It's the same people that got mad about, remember when they, for a brief time, when they did animal dropping chocolates at Animal Kingdom?
Yes, yes.
And everybody was like, this is disgusting. Get these. And there was like, people revolted about that.
Yeah.
And it's like, get over it.
Yeah.
It's chocolate.
It's good too.
It's not even like, oh, it's shaped like poo. You know, it's so's a Mars bar. What are you talking about?
Yeah. Any like, chocolate is going to
it's a silly name. It's a silly, it's giraffe poops.
Yeah. Put it in your mouth. Yeah. Put it in your mouth, giraffe poop. It's quite yummy.
You're mad about that, but you're not going to be mad about like a worm, like in a tequila lollipop or like one of those grasshopper things in candy. You know what I mean? Like you'd be mad about a holy chocolate thing that they've named after a poo. Come on. Go home. Okay. Honestly, if you don't like fun, get out of here. This is not the place for you.
Yeah.
Go to like a sad museum. You know what I mean? Go to a museum of sadness. Don't come here anymore. Where's my hot take on this?
Where's the Museum of Sadness? Where is that?
In my heart, bro.
Yeah, there it is.
Just files of things that make Mark sad.
Yeah. Everybody museum. Line up and look at this.
Well, I will be adding one thing to my Museum of Sadness, and that's that my favorite, this is the last news item. Season 3 of DuckTales, the new DuckTales, is now on Disney Plus, but it is the last season that they're making, and I'm so upset. This is the best show on Disney Plus.
Bummer.
Everybody, go watch it. Enjoy the 3 seasons that are available, because they will be no more. And I know that you two haven't done a deep dive yet, so I've picked out 2 specific episodes that I think will get you hooked. Yeah. Mark? Okay. You need to watch season 3, episode 7. It's called The Rumble for Ragnarok.
Oh, yes.
Wrestling episode that I think you will love.
Yes.
Chris, you've watched a couple, but the one that I think you'll love from season 3 is The Trickening, which is episode 10. It's a spooky Halloween-themed episode.
Yeah, so. I mean, I'm so sad about DuckTales and... Woo!
I'll say this, no, Miriam. Your segue into this news item was incredible.
Yeah, it was. It was great.
Thank you. You set me up perfectly. So thank you.
These are sad times.
It's in the Museum of Sadness.
Yeah. Miriam, is that the news?
That's the news.
All right, we'll be right back after this. Okay, we talked about Marvel boat food, right? That's really what we were talking about. So why don't we help out these Imagineers, not just on the boats, but maybe in Avengers Campus as well. Come up with some cool new dining experiences that are Avengers themed to either be in Avengers Campus or, hey, on these new boats, yum yums with the superheroes. So let's make some dreams come true for some of these Imagineers today. Who wants to go first? Who wants to make a tasty food spot for superheroes? Okay, I'll go. Sure. All right. I guess it's just me. Here I go. All right. I got a bunch of ideas, and none of them are great, but I'm going to throw a bunch of stuff at the wall. Are you guys ready? And please jump in to comment, to poop on, what have you. Here we go. Okay, let's start with something fun. Let's get a little snacky. So I came up with a place called Groot's Goodies of the Galaxy. And these are like, these are interdimensional snacks from space. Mm-hmm. You know, I thought we could have like Kree cakes and Skrull rolls and, you know, again, more space make 'em up treats and candies. I thought there could be a little box of like really cool kind of, you know how you go to like a chocolatier and you buy like pieces of chocolate? You'll say one of those, like a little collection of them. So it could be something from the collector, like a boutique box called the Collector's Collection. And it's just these little samplets of different like tastes from around the world. I thought that might be cool.
Very cute.
And then I thought of a snack that we could have there. It's called the Tesser Snack. And it's like a cold box on a stick. It's like a walk around with like little squares on sticks. And they're kind of like, you know, they're like ice cream, but they come in squares. The Tesser snack. I thought that was kind of fun. Yeah.
Yeah.
You should also have, you know how Groot like will eat leaves off of himself sometimes? Like you should have like chocolate leaves or whatever since it's his.
Yeah. He just plucks them off himself. And
can this be a vegan spot?
That'd be cute.
Sure. Yeah.
He's a plant.
Because he's a plant.
That makes way more sense. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I like it. That's super fun. Okay, I have another spot. This is one's kind of boring and one's kind of cool. I figured with the Avengers HQ, which is going to become a bigger part of the campus when the attraction comes out, the new, I don't know, like battle attract, whatever it is, Avengers battle, whatever. How about like get legit and have like an HQ mess hall and just have a cafeteria style, like counter service restaurant that has snacks and meals from your favorite Avengers, like because they eat there. Like they legitimately eat there and theme it kind of like, okay, although it's the worst thing ever, but everyone seems to love the queue is Fast and the Furious. You kind of walk through, there's all those Easter eggs everywhere with the cars and the shop. Do the same thing, but in the HQ, like, you know, it's their locker rooms and their weights, it's where they work out and where they plan, but you're eating in and amongst that area. So or you're sitting at a table that maybe the Hulk often sits at. So it's like this ginormous table, right? Or you can eat up in Hawkeye's perch, or maybe one of them, it's Captain America's a big shield table. I don't know. Like, it's a big vibranium table. Just fun stuff. So it's like, this is so-and-so's table. This is so-and-so's table. Chock full of Easter eggs, but still just a simple counter service with simple food, you know, like Hawkeye's ribeyes and, you know, Hulk, you have some green food for Hulk and whatever.
It's like the Ant-Man special is a bunch of tacos, but a couple of them are just taco shells because he's lost the
yeah you know, fun stuff, you know what I mean, and stuff that, you know, all American food that you can get here in the Avengers campus. And then the last idea was flip it, because I feel like you need a place where kids can eat, that could be the mess. But I thought, let's get an adult kind of section, and it's called the Asgard Banquet, and it's a Thor themed beer hall with like giant Norwegian and Bavarian, like, you know, brews and fair live band. It's always got like a party atmosphere, very like folksy stomping tunes with the band. And then every now and then you can even have, you remember in the movies, the Asgardian players that do these little performances of like Asgardian history?
That I think they're doing another one in the new movie.
They are. Yeah. Like Matt Damon was in it and Sam Neill.
Yeah, I think Melissa McCarthy is playing Hela.
That's right. Yeah. So I think you have like an acting troupe that comes out and does these, you know, not even the ones you know from the movies, but other like tales from Asgard could be performed by this troupe, like in and amongst the band playing. You know, hey, I just thought, what did I write here? I wrote a lively live show with larger than life libations, 21 plus, 2 drink minimum. I thought it'd be fun, you know, get them in there having a good time. Like, have you ever gone to like one of these like beer halls before, like a proper beer hall?
Oh, yes.
They are absolutely. They're a blast. The food is good, big time, and delicious. And so why not? Why not? A little slice of Asgard right here in California. So those are my pitches, guys.
Those are great pitches.
Avenger food options. Yeah. Miriam, yeah, what do you got going on?
Okay. So mine is called Win a Date with Bucky Barnes.
Oh, boy.
Yes. And it's going to be much like Win a Date with Tad Hamilton. At the beginning of the day, you put your name in to be chosen and you win a date with Bucky Barnes, and that's it. You just have dinner with him and it's actual Sebastian Stan and it's wonderful, and that's it.
That's the pitch.
Beautiful.
And this could be on the cruise ship or in Avengers campus, and it's once a day. That's it.
Someone gets to win a Bucky Barnes date. Where is he taking you to eat, Bucky Barnes?
It's its own dedicated restaurant. Just
you're the only two in there.
Right? Oh, mm-hmm. So the, like literally the restaurant is called Win a Date with
Bucky Barnes. With Bucky Barnes.
It's just one table. One table.
No. I think it needs to be a whole restaurant. Like, I think it needs to be a whole restaurant with many tables. All the tables are empty except for the table you're at.
And there's a dozen roses on it and
candle.
Mm-hmm. Like he bought it out. He bought out this restaurant for you.
Yeah. But he also cooks the meal probably because he's just that kind of guy. Oh, he wants it to be super romantic.
So this is a chef's table. This is a chef's table is what you're saying.
I was about to say, wait a minute. Is this like a teppanyaki thing where he like cooks right at the table for you?
No. Okay. It's like an actual date. Like,
oh, I'm so sorry. How ridiculous of me to think that it might be a teppanyaki table. What a fool I am to have conjured such a thing. I'm so sorry.
No. And he like picks you up from whichever part of the park you happen to be at before the date. He brings you to the restaurant and he's already midway through cooking. It's an actual date.
Okay. I got to throw this out there. I'm just throwing this out there. So in the show, The Falcon and the Winter Soldier, you kind of witness Bucky going on a date.
Uh-huh.
So is this troubled kind of Bucky and he's in his own head, or is this post all that? And this is like, he can really focus on you.
Look, as much healing as Bucky Barnes is going to do, he's always going to have that trauma with him. So it's a daily struggle, you know? It just depends on the day which Bucky we're getting.
Because I feel like you want Bucky to like not be preparing food, not struggling with his inner demons. You want him like giving you the focus and attention. You know what I mean? Because you won this day.
I think that's part of it, is helping him with his inner demons.
Oh, I see.
Because here's the thing. There's not a Bucky Barnes I don't like. I like happy 40s Bucky Barnes. Yeah. I like eyeliner, long hair.
Winter Soldier?
Probably a bad guy Bucky Barnes.
Yeah.
I like Wakanda long hair Bucky Barnes. That's and I like White Wolf. Healed Bucky Barnes. I like it all. Doesn't matter.
Maybe. So are these different courses? You get the different Bucky Barnes come out throughout the night?
That would be great. Yeah. Maybe you witness his whole arc in one date.
All right.
It's a lot of wigs.
It's a lot of actors. Or is it Sebastian Stan?
No, same guy.
Yeah.
You just got to keep getting those wigs on. You
wigs and costume changes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Swap that arm out.
Can you imagine Disney pitching that to him? So we thought instead of, phase four, what about from now until you're going to be in Captain America 4? We got you a gig on the boats, man. It's pretty cherry. It's your own show. And in fact, it's a one-man show. In fact, it's dinner theater. But there's no small parts.
He'd be down. What do you mean small parts? He's the only one in this.
He's the star.
By the sounds of it, he might even be the chef. He's fine. This is probably going to be a great deal for him.
With Bucky Barnes.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Okay. I like that. I like it's almost as much as an incentive as getting a lightsaber and going on the Star Cruiser. You got a shot at going on an actual date with Sebastian Stan on this boat. I'm signing up for this boat without a doubt.
Just hope you don't get his understudy, because I'm pretty sure it's going to be Josh Gad.
I would still really love that.
But Josh Gad as Bucky Barnes.
As Bucky Barnes.
Yeah, I love it.
Still, he's got to figure out the wigs.
That would be incredible.
The inner struggle.
What an experience.
Yeah. All right. Mark, we turn it to you, sir. Wrap this up. Give us your Avengers dining experience.
Well, I should not have gone last because mine is not very good. But it's the Stark Industries cafeteria.
Okay.
So what it is there is nobody who works there. You just punch in what you want. And you ever been to a Holiday Inn Express?
Sure.
You know the pancake machine?
Mm-hmm.
That's what this whole thing is.
I think I've been in a hotel with you in a pancake machine, Mark.
Have you?
Have we not?
When were we in a hotel together?
Maybe we didn't. No, sorry. I was a touring company at Cannibal. Anyway, no, we have not. Yeah. But I know I've heard of your affinity for pancakes in hotels many times.
I do love that pancake machine. You press a button and a pancake comes out the other side, and there's a little window. Right. So you can see it happen. You can see like the pancake batter squirt onto the little conveyor belt, and then it rolls through and it cooks it on both sides, and then it just slowly peels out the back end. I love that thing. I love that thing so much. Imagine a multi-purpose one of those. So you could order pancakes, but you could also order eggs. You could order tots. You could order a burger. And it assembles all inside this thing that has a window on it so you can see it all happen. And then at the end, your burger just spits out.
Amazing.
There's your burger.
Dewey.
Yeah.
And it's just like, and the decor is just of that of a cafeteria. So real easy to do.
But it's all digital, right? You just press some buttons and it spits out your food.
Yeah. But you watch it happen. Like you still get to watch, the mechanics that are all Iron Man-y. Inside, that are like moving around. You see it cook your burger.
So there's no staff. It's just machines. You just walk up and beep, 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 and you get to watch your food get
pee-wee. Tap your card or whatever, scan your thing.
Yeah.
I like it.
That's kind of cool, actually.
Yeah, you're right. Did you say Pee-wee Herman? It's like the beginning
of Pee-wee. Yeah, it's like Pee-wee Herman. Like you see the breakfast.
It's like a Rube Goldberg machine. Yeah.
A little fun little adventure to watch your food kind of go down the conveyor belt.
You know what? If this thing could bring back Mr. T cereal, I would love it. Let's put that in there too. Why not?
Why not?
Iron Man seems like he would be into that.
Well,
yeah.
Iron Man's dead, so he's not into anything anymore.
It's true.
He's dead in this dimension.
Ouch.
There are other dimensions where he's fine. He's walking around, right? Isn't that
how the comic books? I'm salty today. Can you tell? I'm mad about people doing things that I don't like and telling people to go home.
Reminding us Tony Stark is dead.
Tony Stark's dead.
You're having a dark day, Mark. It's a dark, dark Mark day.
I'm salty. I'm just salty today.
It's okay, buddy. We're almost done. We're almost done. See you then. You're out of here. Well, and happy times, right?
Maybe I don't want this to be done. Maybe I just want to be salty forever.
Yeah, just want to have. He's going to take a walk in his museum of sadness.
Yeah,
just need some salty talk with Mark.
Yeah.
Hey, Mark, what else is getting your goat these days?
I don't know. This question.
All right. Cool. Good talks. Those are pretty salty. All right. Well, hey, you've got some wild and crazy ideas, fun stuff for new Avengers-themed attractions for either the boat or Avengers Campus or just wherever. Hollywood Studios, whatever. They'll just do one, whatever. They'll do anything, right, Miriam? Like, whatever. Just throw it in there. They don't know what they're doing. Some great ideas. If you have an idea for a cool one, hey, let us know. What's up at welikethemeparks.com. We want to hear about your ideas. Maybe they're better than ours. Who knows? Probably not, but whatevs. And that's the show. That's it. We done, guys?
Yeah.
That's it. Mark, you want to keep the salty thing going, or are you ready to
wrap it up? Give me a break, man.
All right. Well, hey, thanks so much for tuning in today, friends. If you had a good time, please rate, review, subscribe, all those fun things. If you have a segment idea you want to pass along, hit us up. What's up at welikethemeparks.com. You can always find us goofing around on Instagram at We Like Theme Parks. And finally, you can find us at the Magic of the Mouse Radio every Monday, Wednesday, Friday at 5, noon on Sundays for a good time. The music for the We Like Theme Parks podcast was composed and provided by Mike Treblecock. You can check him out at MikeTreblecockMusic.com. For Miriam and Mark, I'm Chris. That's all, folks. See you real soon. Why? Because we like you and we like theme parks. See you next week.